President Donald Trump will deliver his first State of the Union address on January 30th. Several Democratic Congress members plan to boycott the president's speech, including Washington Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. I asked her why she made the decision not to attend.
Well, I decided that it was important to send a crystal clear message about what we expect of the president and his behavior. And given his most recent remarks, which, you know, sort of build on a whole slew of things that he's been saying that are clearly racist and extremely demeaning and dismissive, it felt very appropriate for me to stand up for the constituents in my district who are looking for a different way forward.
So what precisely are you hoping this move will accomplish?
Well, I think that my number one responsibility is really to stand up for messages and policies that advance us as a country. And I think that he has not done that. So, you know, there are a lot of people who have been coming up to me, and particularly brown and black immigrants across this country, but certainly others who remember their own family stories and histories and how they got here and are deeply offended by a president who seems to have no interest in speaking to any more than the 30% of and an increasingly shrinking base of people that may have supported him and still support him. So we hope to have our own State of the Union, an alternative State of the Union that really showcases a unified nation and the kinds of policies and the kind of behavior that we want for our children and for all of our communities across the country. So that's what I'll be attending.
You represent one of the safest liberal districts in the country, I think it's safe to say. And plenty of your constituents may well applaud your decision. But there are others. We've been hearing from some of them, like Dave, who wrote on our KUOW Facebook page. And I'm reading here, she's being just as divisive as the president. It's pathetic that politics has devolved into what we're getting served up today by both sides. What's your response to Dave?
Well, I wrote a really fairly lengthy response about why I was not going. And it's, I believe, a nuanced response about how I have worked with members who disagree with me on policy issues, even in this divided Congress. And in fact, I co-chair a group of members, new members on immigration with a Republican from Kansas who I disagree with on a whole bunch of things, but we try to work together. I respect that Dave and not every constituent in the 7th District will agree with me, but my duty is to do everything I can to fight for justice and for equality and for economic opportunity and for a unified country. That is not what this president is doing. And I don't think that when he disrespects people so deeply, I do not think that he deserves to expect that we will participate in the State of the Union. I still vote on every bill, and I still make sure that I carry out my responsibilities. But to ask me to be in a room with a person who has called people who come in on the family immigration system the worst of the worst is absolutely unacceptable, and I won't do it.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. She represents Washington's 7th District, which includes parts of Seattle. President Trump's first State of the Union address will take place on January 30th. You will be able to hear it live on KUOW.